Chapter 31. Disloyalty and Dishonor. Caliban. The thrum of the engines through the deck beneath his feet brought back many memories. Astolan paced the command bridge of the Spear of Truth and relived the campaigns he had fought since he had been appointed to command of the venerable battle barge. For the moment, the unaugmented serfs that usually attended to running the miner's ship systems had been replaced, so that the bridge crew were all space marines loyal to Astolan. They looked expectantly from their stations.
"What are your orders, First Master? What do you want to do?"
Galadon stood a little to one side as his executive officer in place of a shipmaster. It was such a shame that Melian had been so naive. It would have been glorious for the three of them to be reunited.
"My orders," Astolan grinned. "I have a fully functional battle barge to command. I can do whatever I wish, old friend. If I choose to head out to the Mandeville Point and leave wretched Caliban, that is what I shall do. With the battle barge and 30,000 space marines, I could conquer a whole sector."
He moved to the navigation controls and punched a few keys. On the main screen, the nearby star system sprang out in sharp relief from the hololithic display. He turned to Galadon, amused.
"Pick one," he declared.
"Master?"
"Pick a system, and we'll conquer it for you. I'll even rename it in your honour. Galadania? Galadon Prime? Alpha Galidius?"
Galadon made a show of looking at the map projection. He scratched his chin.
"How about..."
His answer was interrupted by a call from Bastolan at the sensor banks.
"First Master, orbital platforms are showing a spike in energy generation. They're powering up."
"Detecting weapons lock on the Spear of Truth, First Master," added Galadon, looking past Bastulan's shoulder.
"Do we respond, First Master?"
"Someone doesn't trust us," Astolan said, eyebrows rising. "Remain at readiness. No need to provoke matters further."
"Incoming command channel transmission, First Master."
"I will receive it in the Strategium,"
Astolan replied, stepping towards a side door from the bridge.
"Sir Luther's channel?"
"Yes, First Master."
He nodded and strode from the bridge, the doors hissing shut behind him. The chamber was dominated by a hololith table, dormant at the moment, and various cogitators and communications consoles. Astolan stepped up to the closest receiving station and activated the visual feed. A screen at chest height flickered into life, a grey and white image of Luther appearing in the curved glass. Astolan could see that he was in his study.
"Give me one reason not to blow you out of orbit, you treacherous cur," the Grand Master snapped. "You wouldn't destroy the Spear of Truth," Astolan replied. "The blood of 18 space marines is on your hands, Astolan. You deliberately destroyed any chance I had of Belath turning to the cause. I assume that we can both speak with candor, Sir Luther."
Astolan did not wait for confirmation.
"I did exactly that. I wanted to know if I can trust you."
"Trust?"
Luther slammed a fist onto his desk.
"Trust is alien to you, Astolan. I was a fool for placing my trust in you." "They were dark angels."
"What do you mean?"
"The space marines that died. They were dark angels. Enemies. You said so. I wanted to know if you were true to that belief. More will come, and you must be prepared to resist them." "You preempted my orders." "Yet again, I did what I had to. Our pact is sealed, blood on our hands. My fate and yours entwined, Grand Master." "And Belath dead, I take it?"
"He is. Zahariel slew him when he was about to attack me."
"Zahariel? Interesting. And our casualties?"
"A few. Only Zahariel and a handful of his acolytes survived the fighting. Lord Cypher is missing. He was seen to leave the hall, but there was anarchy. He might have been caught by one of the foe."
"Oh, he sought a different ally,"
Astolan said darkly. His purpose and ours have never been wholly aligned.
It is no concern of yours. I strip you of your rank, banish you from the order. I am sending a company of knights to take you into custody.
You will call them back.
Astolan leaned closer to the console, knowing that his face would loom large in the display at Luther's end.
If I am not satisfied at the conclusion of this conversation, I will order the Spear of Truth to battle readiness. If you do not open fire first, I will.
To what end?
I will not serve a coward. What right have you to judge me? I judge you too well. Sir Luther,
Astolan straightened, becoming less threatening.
You believe in honor. I do not. Not by your measure. You need me to do the dishonorable acts that you cannot bring yourself to even acknowledge must be done. Your strength comes from your righteousness, and I would have it no other way. But I serve the Emperor himself, and I learned firsthand that honor is the foe of necessity. Do you think Gryphaine or Zahariel will be your blade in the dark? If one of them decides to chart a different course to yours, will it be your hand that strikes them down?
Luther said nothing, but stalked back and forth behind his desk, moving in and out of view. Astolan waited for an answer, knowing that Luther had no choice.
No one need think that the world can be ruled without blood. The civil sword shall and must be red and bloody.
Luther scratched at his beard, not looking directly at the visual feed, talking almost to himself.
Yet the office of Grand Master must be unimpeachable, beyond reproach. Your hands will stay clean, my lord. I know what is in my best interest, and it is also in yours. You need not even sully your thoughts considering such deeds. I will be ready and willing, eyes and ears open, and no threat to your position will come to pass. The man who has the will to undergo all labor may win to any good.
Luther stopped and stared at the link.
You are right. Your ways and means are not mine, but they have a value in this dark galaxy. But also know that I am still the source of your power, and there are those that will be commanded to avenge me should I fall by your miscreancy.
Astolan nodded his agreement. Silence continued for several seconds.
The defense of Caliban is not enough, he said. You must expand your base of power. I know. You again command the power to overthrow star systems. I was just discussing with Galadan the object of our next attention.
I have already decided where the blade will fall, First Master.